Thank you, God.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Father. Hallelujah. Father God, in the name of Jesus, we just thank you, Lord, for everything that you have been doing in our life, even those things that we don't understand, Father. Father, we say thank you to those very things, Father, because, Father, we understand and we realize that, Lord, that you are perfecting everything that concerns us. Therefore, Father, we declare in the name of Jesus that as we move forward in this life, Father, we declare that all shall be well. Father, we declare that we shall live victorious lives. We declare miracles and breakthroughs. We declare a prophetic shift concerning our finances, concerning our relationship, concerning any and everything that concerns us. Father, we declare the shift, and it shall be so in the name of Jesus. Father, we declare in your master's name that we are the head and not the tail. Father, God, in the name of Jesus, we declare in your precious name, Lord, that no weapon that is formed against us shall prosper, no matter what it might be. It will not prosper. It will fall to the ground. Father God, in the name of Jesus, we declare healing for the lives of your people. We declare miracles for the lives of your people. Father, we thank you right now because you said in your word, let the sick say, I am healed. Let the weak say, I am strong. We declare it, we affirm it, and we receive it, Father. And Father, we thank you, Lord, even you said, let the poor say, I am rich. So, Father, we lay claim to all that your promises that you have made unto us in your word. We give you praise and we give you thanks now and forevermore. In the name of Jesus, we thank you and we praise your holy name. Come on, people of God, let's begin to pray and the Holy Spirit. Bless your name, bless your name, bless your name, Father God. Oh, Father.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Father. Bless your name, Father God. We thank you for the things that you have been doing in our lives, Father God, and keeping us in divine order, Father God. Thank you for this is the day that you've created for us, Father God. Thank you, God, for the vision of love. Thank you, God, for the vision of healing, Father God. Thank you, Father God, for the forgiveness in for us, through us, Father God. Thank you that we can be forgiven even from you, Father God, and we can be also forgiven from friends, and we can forgive them, God. Thank you for the gift of forgiveness, Father God, in this day. Thank you, God, for giving us a mind that wants to serve you, Father God. We worship you on this day, God. We give your name always to praise, Father God. Thank you for the wisdom, Father God, as we make decisions, Father God. We can't do it without you. Thank you for moving in us for right decisions,
hands, Father God, tasting healing, feeling healing, seeing feeling healing for our brother and our sister in this hour. Thank you, God, for financial breakthroughs in this hour, Father God. Thank you for the check being in the mail. They're on their way, Father God, and we have no stress and worry concerning that. I'm asking a special blessing for you to hold up in the name Ronald Blake. I'm holding him up today as he was admitted into the hospital, Father God. Touch brother Jimmy Hayes, Father God, that he can hear what thus saith the Lord in this hour, Father God. Thank you for our leaders and our spiritual parents, Father God, that help guide us and awaken our journeys through even the ministries and the teaching, Father God. I thank you for all the elders that we can sit at their feet to learn of the goodness of you even further, Father God. I'm asking you to touch the mind of your people. Help us to be on that track mind of salvation and of love and a peaceful mind. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen, oh God. I thank you, oh God. I thank you, God, for truly you are worthy to be praised, oh God. I thank you, God, because you are the beginning and the end. You are the first and last, is and always will be, oh God. And without you, we are nothing, oh God. I want to give you all honor, praise, oh God. And I want to thank you for increase, oh God. I want to thank you for increasing our lives, oh God. I want to thank you, oh God, that everything that was wrong in us is canceled at this time, at this moment, right now, oh God. I want to thank you, God, for healing, God. I want to thank you, God, for the process, oh God. I want to thank you, God, for molding us, oh God. I want to thank you, God, for healing all around us, oh God, in us and through us, oh God. I want to thank you for strength, oh God. I want to thank you, God, for giving us all that we need to continue to move forward in your will and in your way, oh God. I want to thank you, God, for bringing us out of darkness into your marvelous light, oh God. And I beseech thee, oh God, that chains are being broken right now at this moment, oh God. I beseech thee, oh God, that habits are being broken, God. I beseech thee, oh God, that you are healing right now at this time, oh God. You know who needs the healing, God. I thank you for being in the hospitals, oh God, being with the sick and shedding, oh God. I want to thank you, God, for healing people spiritually, God, that they will recognize their sins, repent, and give their hearts and minds to you, that they will become your child, oh God. And I want to thank you, God, for giving us wisdom and knowledge and understanding, God. I want to thank you, God, for your grace and for your mercy, oh God. I want to thank you, God, for protection, oh God, and shielding us and protecting us from evil, oh God. I want to thank you, God, that we are the head and not the tail. We are above and not beneath, oh God. And I want to thank you, God, for our leader, God. I want to thank you for Master Prophet, oh God. And I want to thank you for the leading lady, oh God. I want to thank you for Prophetess Deborah Jordan, oh God. I want to thank you for their family, God, and their loved ones that surrounds them, oh God. I want to thank you, God, for all of our family on this line, oh God. I want to thank you, God, because you know who your lost ones are. You know who they are, God. The ones in our family, our loved ones that's lost, God, and even the ones that's not in our family, God, you know who they are, God. Help them, oh God, to recognize their sins, repent, and give their hearts and minds to you, oh God. And whomever form against us, oh God, shall not prosper, and every tongue that rise against us in judgment, you shall condemn. Thank you, God, in your holy and wonderful name. Amen and amen.
Hallelujah, Father God, and we bless you, for this is the day that you've made, and we rejoice and we're glad in it. And Father God, even as we move forward in this prayer, we command your angels we give them charge over us to keep us in all of our ways, lest we dash our foot upon the stone. Father, we decree and declare a wall of fire around each of us on this call, impenetrable wall of fire, of protection, and all that concerns us. We lift up our master prophet, our archbishop, and our pastor, Pastor Deborah, and we decree and declare victory on every side. We know that no weapon formed against them shall prosper. Every tongue that shall rise against them in judgment is already condemned. We thank you, Lord God, that 1,000 shall fall at their side and 10,000 at their right hand. But it shall not be the time. They look and see can behold the reward of the wicked. We thank the Lord God for prosperity, Lord, increase their victory in the mighty name of Jesus for our family, Lord God. And right now we pray, Lord God, for those who have been spiritually abused, mentally abused, physically abused. We decree healing and restoration for them. Repair all the damage, Lord God. Put it in the sphere of forgetfulness and let them remember it no more. And let them go forth healed, whole, and complete. In the mighty name of Jesus, we thank you for victory in the area of transportation and housing and business matters. In Jesus' name, amen and amen.
Thank you, Father. Father, I love you, I praise you, and I thank you, God, for this time that the prophets have come together again to pray. Thank you for the place that you've given me in this lineup, God. I thank you for the master prophet and prophetess Deborah and their vision for this house of poem and their vision for globalizing the prophetic, God. I thank you, God, for your covering. I thank you for your grace and for your mercy. And I ask you, God, to bless your people in a mighty way, God. I thank you because this is a day that you have made. We are rejoicing and we are glad in it. This is a new day. God, thank you for allowing us to see this new day. God, I thank you for your covering. I thank you for your mercy. I thank you for your many gifts. Thank you for your provisions. Thank you for your bountiful blessings, God. Thank you for your help, God, and thank you for the help meet. And thank you, God, just thank you, Jesus, for our life, our health, our strength. God, look upon your people, the people on this line who have called in to hear the prayer. God, give them sweet sleep, first of all, God, and heal them. Give them divine favor. Give them blessings, God. Give them coverage, give them protection, God. Give them answers to their prayers, God. Provide for their needs. And we thank you. We glorify you, God. Thank you for all of the upcoming events that Zoe Ministries is holding, God, and allow me to be a part of some of them, at least Prophecology. Thank you, Jesus. I ask you to bless Prophecology in a mighty way, God. We went through the working of miracles, but we're headed for an even greater stand. Oh, God, we ask you, Lord, to just bless it now. Bless it now, God, and bring your people through those doors to receive their healing, to receive their blessings, to receive their sanctification, God, to receive your mercy. And, God, we just give you the glory, the honor, and the praise. In Jesus' name I ask, amen and amen.
And Father, we praise you. We glorify your holy name. We lift you up, for you are worthy to be praised. Blessed be the Lord God who daily load us up with benefits. Father, we thank you for daily loading your people up with benefits in this hour. Father, we lean not to our own understanding, and in all our ways we acknowledge you. And we thank you for directing our path and ordering our steps in this season. Let God arise and let his enemies be scattered in this season. Let our enemies be scattered in this season. Father, we thank you for your protection around the prophets. We thank you for the protection around our family. We plead the blood of Jesus. Father, we thank you for the precious blood of Jesus in this hour. And we give you glory, we give you honor and all the praise. In Jesus' name, amen and amen.
Hallelujah. Even so, Father, we give you thanks and we give you praise, Father. My Lord, unto you, Lord, shall the people be your people be. And we thank you, Father, that the God, Lord, in the midst of us is mighty. We thank you, Father, for the outpouring of your spirit and your anointing, Father, that will soak like rain and saturate our very spirit and very being, knowing, Father, in you, Lord, we live and move and have our being. We thank you, Father, for the spirit of endurance, Father, that you imparted unto us, my God, Lord, to endure this race, to run this race with patience, my God, as said before us, looking unto Jesus, who's the author and the finisher of our faith. We thank you, Father, for, Lord, for your anointing, my God, to fight the good fight of faith, laying hold on eternal life, keeping the faith, and finishing the course to the very end. We thank you, Father God, Lord, for your Father, for your blood that will cover us, my God. Your blood, that, Father, we can enter, Lord, into your very presence of the Holies of Holies through the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ that has redeemed us, my God. We thank you, Father, for the blood being applied in our lives and the homes, my God, and the covering, Lord, over, Lord, the islands, my God, the nations and your people, my God. We thank you, Father, for your peace that you established, my God, within our hearts and minds. We thank you, Father, for the mind of Christ. You said, let his mind be in us, which was also in Christ Jesus. So we humbly bow before you, even now in your presence. We give you glory. We give you praise, Father, for hearing and answering the prayers, my God, already ascended. And we thank you for the answers that is already honest with you, because you said before we called, you already answered, Father. And we thank you that we know we have a prayer answering, God. Lord, who hear us, my God, when we cry. For you said, call and you will answer, Father. You will show us great and mighty things which we know it not. And we thank you, Father, for the new things you are doing within our midst, within our lives, my God. You said before, Father, you come forth, you will tell us about it. So let the revelation begin, my God, because your word declares that, Father, you will do nothing, but you still reveal your secrets, my God, unto your servants, the prophets. So we decree and declare your secrets will come forth and manifest it in the hearts and lives of your servants, the prophets, my God. In the name of Jesus, Father, we look to you, Lord, even now, my God, for your direction. Father, for your instruction, my God, for your guidance, my God, that you'll continue to watch over us and lead us by your Holy Spirit. Continue, Lord, and continue in the path of righteousness that you will lead us to go into, Father. We give you the glory, Father, for the men of this house, my God, even Archbishop E. Bernard Jordan, the leaders, my God, even pastors and prophets, the Deborah Jordan, that, Father, you're unctionizing with your anointing. You're unctionizing, Father, with your revelation, my God, that will birth forth, my God, new ideas in the lives of us as your people, my God. In the name of Jesus, we thank you for touching even Prophetess Mother Mary Jordan and Prophetess Mother Mary Berrien, Father, the Berrien's and the Jordan entire family, my God, and Zoe ministry families, my God. We lift them all before you, Lord, even globally, and the globalization, the prophetic that's already established and already ongoing, Father. We thank you, Father, for spiritual growth. We thank you for revelation knowledge, and we thank you for your Holy Spirit. In Jesus' name, amen.
Oh God and eternal Father, we just want to give you thanks again, Lord. Thank you, O God, for who you are. Lord, we thank you, O God, that you are the one who dwelleth in the secret place of the Most High of the Almighty. Father God, you are our refuge and our fortress. Father God, as we come tonight, Lord, we ask, dear Father, that you touch each and every one on the line, O God. Lord, remember our family, dear Jesus. Father, we come, Lord, God, to you, Jesus, who is the author and the finisher of our lives. We thank you for your many blessings. Father, bless us, O God, we pray. Father God, we ask, dear God, that you remove, O God, every obstacle, dear God. God, Lord Jesus, so that we can receive your blessing. Father God, tonight, Lord, I ask you, dear Father, Lord, to touch our leaders, dear Father, our spiritual leaders, Lord. God, I place, mm-hmm. oh God, Archbishop, oh God, into your hands, God. Lord God, remember, oh Father, his, oh God, his lady, oh God, prophetess, pastor, prophetess Deborah Jordan. Lord God, I thank you for her, Lord. You continue, dear Lord God, to inspire and motivate her. Continue, Lord, to anoint her, God. Lord God, we just thank you, God, that you will fill her up, oh God, once more, Lord. Father God, we thank you, Lord, oh God, for your goodness and your mercy. God, you guide and you protect them, dear Father, Lord. I pray for the whole Jordan's family, dear God, the Berrien's family, Lord. Father, you bless each and every one, oh God. Cover them under the blood in the name of Jesus. Jesus, Father God, Lord, we pray, oh God, Lord, for our families, oh God. We pray, dear God, Lord God, for our children. Lord, we pray, God, Father God, for, oh God, our leaders, dear God, in the world, oh God, Lord Jesus. Remember the leaders in different countries, Father, with what is taking place, dear God. We ask you, Lord, that, Father God, you let your mighty hands, oh God, be upon your people. Father God, there are wars, oh God, and rumors of wars, dear God, and we ask for peace. Lord, we ask you for peace, Lord. Father God, we ask you, dear Father, that you will touch the sick and the afflicted. Father God, in the homes and the hospitals, the highways and the byways. Father God, remember the poor and the needy. Lord God, remember, God, those who are widow, Lord God, remember those who are grieving, oh God, mourning. Dear Jesus, comfort them in a time like this. Father God, we just thank you, God, for your healing power, oh God, this evening, Lord. Father, cover each and every one of us, oh God, under your blood. The blood of Jesus, oh God, that prevails. The blood that sustains, oh God. Father, we give you glory, we give you thanks, oh God, for victory in the name of Jesus. Amen and amen.
Thank you, Father. We honor you, God. We thank you. We thank you once again, Father, for allowing us to come together as one, coming with, my God, the spirit of humility, and thanking you for the strength of the blood of Jesus, God. Father, we thank you. We thank you for covering us. We thank you for cleansing us, God. Lord, we thank you for life, which is the blood. We just thank you, God. We just thank you, God, in the name of Jesus, for allowing us the grace to come together in this place. My God, thank you for Pastor Deborah. Father God, for her being obedient, God, for her being that woman that has stood and is still standing by her man. My God, we thank you for the angels of this house. My God, the Archbishop, Master Prophet Ebenor Jordan, and Lady Pastor Deborah Jordan. God, this is the first family in the prophetic, and we honor them and thank you for them and their obedience, God. We thank you for the children, Father God, and we thank you for the grandchildren and for those to come, God. We just honor you right now for them, and we thank you right now for the blessings of you that is visiting them in ways like never before. Father God, we just thank you even for the angels that gave them birth. The Barians, Father God, the Jordans, Father God, the elders, Lord God, we honor them, the great cloud of witnesses that have even gone before them. Father God, we honor you for our families, all of our families, the prophetic families that are represented in this house, every ministerial family represented in this house, and our families, God. We thank you for each and every one, Father. We thank you for every partner, Father God, that is connected to this ministry in any type of way. Father God, we thank you for all the prayer requests that are coming forth and all the praise reports that are coming after. God, we just thank you for every miracle that is taking place in this house, healings and miracles in the lives of your people, God. We worship and praise you for that, God. We thank you, Father, even for the moderators, God. Every working person in this house, God, that's doing something in the kingdom. God, we thank you that no one is insignificant for each joint supply. Father God, we thank you for the Shekinah glory in this virtual space and in this virtual place, God. God, we thank you so much for the visitation of the Holy Ghost, God. And we thank you for the breath, my God, the new breath of life that's upon us even now. We ask that you continue to cover, strengthen, guard, bless, and protect us from all form of evil in the mighty name of Jesus. And God, we thank you for keeping us strong in our faith that we can finish the course in the race that is set before us, that is not given to the swift nor to the strong, but unto those of us that endure until the end. God, we just ask that you will continue to help us to remember, God, it's not our will, but it's your will to be done. In the mighty name of Jesus, amen and amen.
Amen. And Father, we thank you for this day. We thank you for the opportunity to come before you every morning and begin to worship you and lift your name, Father God. Strengthen our prayer life and our prayer walk, Father God. Father, even now as we begin to honor you, Father, I want to thank you for the divine peace that's overtaking your people of God, Father God. Thank you for your precious joy even now, Father God. Thank you for ordering our steps even now, Father God. Father, allow your words of wisdom and understanding to flow through our lips, Father God. Father God, allow our ears to be sharper to hear your voice, Father God. Father, open our hearts even now, Father God, so that we may begin to allow forgiveness to take place and resonate with us even now, Father God. Father God, cover our household, Father God. Cover those that are traveling even now, Father God. Father, thank you for each family associated here on the line, Father God, and cover each family member even now, Father God. Thank you for covering our children, Father God. Thank you for releasing the guardian angels even now, Father God. We thank you for being the head of my life even now, Father God. I want to continue to give you the glory, give you the praise, and give you the honor now. The more I love you, Father God, and thank you. Thank you, thank you. Amen.
Prophet Kenneth Cook.
Father God, we thank you for another week, Lord. We thank you for the opportunity to gather here with the saints. We thank you for the opportunity to gather on another prayer call, Father. And right now we lift up our leadership, Lord. Continue to strengthen our Archbishop. Continue to strengthen our First Lady. Continue to strengthen each and every minister and pastor on this call. Continue to strengthen the prophets, Lord. Continue to give them a word of prophecy in their mouth that can change the nation, that can change those that they encounter, Lord. Father God, we lift up even family right now, Lord. Cover our families, Lord. Continue to cover our children. Continue to cover us as parents, Father God, and give us direction in terms of the way we shall go, Lord. And Father God, continue to allow us to be a blessing in the workspace, Father God. We cancel any attack of the enemy against us in the workspace. We cancel any attack of the enemy around any idea or any movement that we're planning to make, Father God. We cancel anything that come against your will and purpose in our life, Father God. Father God, continue to guide us in a way that you would have us to go. And Father God, we want to thank you for the healing that's in each house right now, Lord. We thank you for the healing of our men and women of God that we've held up on this prayer call for weeks, Lord. We thank you that you have answered our prayers, Lord. We thank you that you give us the power and the ability to connect, Lord. And Father God, we want to ask that you continue to strengthen those individuals who are recovering, Lord. Father God, we just thank you for all the mighty things that you do and who you are, Father God. In Jesus' mighty name, amen. Amen.
Father God, we come to you with open heart. We thank you, God, for the life that you've given to us. We give you the joy. We give you the praise, God. Father God, we lift up every business and every opportunity and ideas that you send our way to cover each and every one on this call, God. Let everyone have sweet and peaceful dreams, God. Pleasant dreams and dreams of creativity and possibility and inspiration, God. And we thank you, God, for all the things you continue to do in our lives. In Jesus' name I pray, amen.
Father God, we thank you that your word said we will bless you at all times. And your praise shall continue to be in our mouth, Father God. We thank you, Father God, that the righteous cry and the Lord heareth and delivereth them out of all their troubles. And we thank you, Father God, that the eyes of the Lord is upon the righteous and his ears are open unto our cry. And Father God, as we come before your throne of grace with praise and thanksgiving, Father God, we thank you for this midnight cry call right now. We thank you for every prophet right now, and we plead the blood of Jesus over them and their life, and we decree and declare victory and breakthrough and prosperity and blessings like never before upon your prophets, God, and your people right now. In the name of Jesus, we thank you for the individuals that are, hallelujah, coming on this call right now that expecting, God, in miracles, expecting breakthrough, expecting turnaround. Father God, we decree and declare right now that every prayer request will be answered. And but we ask you, Father God, to begin to hasten, hallelujah, the answer. Hasten the healing. Hasten the turnaround. Hasten the breakthrough. Hasten the release. Hasten the increase. Hasten it right now in the name of Jesus. Father God, we thank you right now that you are ordering our steps, Lord. You said, Lord, that the prayers of the righteous man availeth much. Hallelujah. And Father God, we know that you hear us, God. We know that you're answering every prayer, God. But God, I thank you right now that you're gracing your people to even begin to move in faith, God, in the name of Jesus. And I decree and declare victory and breakthrough. And God, we call right now every assignment of the enemy null and void right now. He has no dominion over our lives and over our families right now, our community. Hallelujah, you have no dominion over us in the name of Jesus. And we plead the blood of Jesus. We plead it right now over every situation concerning your people right now. And we thank you for divine order, God, in the name of Jesus. We thank you for divine unity and peace and love and joy and happiness, health and success. We thank you for it right now in the name of Jesus. We thank you for our Archbishop, Master Prophet E. Bernard Jordan, and First Lady, Pastor Prophetess Deborah Jordan, and their beloved family, God. We plead the blood of Jesus over them. We plead it over, hallelujah, Prophetess Mary Jordan and, hallelujah, Prophetess Mary, hallelujah, Pastor Mary Barron right now. We plead your blood upon them and their families, God, in the name of Jesus. We say no weapon that is formed against us shall prosper, and every tongue that shall rise against us in judgment, you shall condemn. This is the heritage of the servants of the Lord, and the righteousness is of me. And call Michael the Archangel to begin to warfare on our behalf right now. Jesus, the things that we can't do, we ask the angels to do it for us, God, in the name of Jesus. And we thank you right now for son right now, Prophet Cecil Smart. And I thank you, God. I claim victory and breakthrough over his life right now. Protect and shield him, God. I plead your blood, Lord. All this stuff, God, in the name of you. Father God, we thank you for every mother on this call right now that are praying for their children. And we thank you, Father God, that you will begin to hasten their prayer request now. In Jesus' name, we claim victory and breakthrough. In Jesus' name, amen, amen.
Father, we thank you for the victory. We thank you, Lord, for every word, every prayer, every utterance that was done. Father, we choose to praise you. We choose to declare those things that you are bringing about in our life. And, Father, we want to thank you for this day as we move forward in this day. Bless every household. Bless every individual that's on this house, that's on this call on tonight, Father. And, Father, we pray for our leaders and those that are in authority, Father. Lead them and guide them and cause right relationship, right individuals to surround them in the name of Jesus. And, Father, we just thank you, Lord, for everything that you're going to do. We say yay and we say amen to the allness as to what and where you're getting ready to take us. And we give you the praise. We give you the glory now and forever. Amen. Amen. Prophet Sam, we're going to decree so that you can move forward. Thank you, family. We love you to life. God is moving, and we are rejoicing in the name of the Lord. Peace and blessings, family. I love you to life. Prophet Sam.
Amen.
Love you too, Pastor.
Love you too, Pastor.
Amen. Amen.
God bless you. Amen. Amen, amen. Thank you so much, Pastor. All right, just want to give you a few announcements, people of God. We will be back here at 11:55 with our lineup and to start our prayer going into Monday morning. For those that are in the New York City area, join us at for Sunday school and leadership class that starts at 9 with the youth and 9:30. With our Archbishop and leading lady, Pastor Deborah Jordan. And, of course, we have Sunday service, our worship service that starts at 11 a.m. at 310 Riverside Drive on 103rd Street. So definitely be there at that time if you are in the New York area. Then from there, we will not be having our 4 o'clock p.m. service, but we'll be having our state meeting with the Pilgrim Assemblies, and that is going to be at 3:30. For any information, you can always text myself or text one of the local prophets or just call the 888-831-0434 number. And then for all those, check your email because the Mass Prophet is sending out emails. Check the emails and stuff like that. Also, if you are in the Jacksonville, Florida area, you can join Pastor Mascarene and Shekinah International Ministries at 12:30 p.m. for their Sunday worship service. Again, their worship service is at 12:30 p.m. if you are in the Jacksonville, Florida area. And that address is 1265 South Lane Avenue, Unit 12 and 13, Jacksonville, Florida. Again, that's 1265 South Lane Avenue, Unit 12 and 13, Jacksonville, Florida. So definitely, if you need any information, just call the 888 number, and the moderators will be able to direct your call either to myself or Prophetess Bethany or to one of the local prophets. I want to say good night and God bless. And is there any other announcements that I missed out from any of the company of prophets? Please announce it right now. All right. Well, I am complete. Prophet Bethany, you can end the call and we can go back into the rebroadcast. Good night and God bless.
Bethany. Prophetess Bethany.
It's Prophetess Naomi, yes.
Naomi, excuse me. This is Prophetess Valerie Thomas. I missed
yes.
a couple of numbers of the count. Can you
I will. You know what I can do? I can ask Prophetess Bethany, can we call you tomorrow, and we can give you that information.
Okay, I missed the first few numbers to match
okay,
up.
That's no problem. We'll get that information for you, Prophetess.
Okay, thank you. Have a good night's rest. God bless.
God bless you. All right, Prophet Bethany, go back into the rebroadcast.
Good morning. Okay.